We continue 8 lines down from the top on Chaf Beis Amun Aleph. Hanahu Moriki, there were these two individuals who were in business with saffron. Rashi says, Zorei Gnus Karkon. De'ovid kochavim nakev b'shapsa, v'yishol b'chad b'shapsa. They had this deal that they made. Well, let's not give it away. But they, the Ovid Kachavim would work the field on Shabbos, and the Yisrael would work the field on Sunday. So let's say the rest of the week, they did it together. Shabbos, the idolater used it, and on Sunday, the Yisrael used it. Asu l'kami de Rava, they came to Rava and said, is this a permissible thing to do? Is this arrangement mutter sharaluhu? He said it was fine. Eisei Ravina le Rava. Ravina didn't like this papsak of Rava, so he asked them the following question. Yisrael v'ovid kochavim shekiblu sada b'shutfus lo yomar Yisrael v'ovid kochavim tol chel kecha b'shabes v'ani b'chol. When a Jew and an idolater partner on a field, the Yisrael should not say to the idolater, you take the Shabbos portion and I'll take the non-Shabbos portion. Can't do it. But if they agreed in advance, then it would be okay. And if they only did it after the fact, where they just divvied up the proceeds, usher. So Ichsif, Rava was embarrassed because he seems to have made a mistake. He said it was permissible to do, but they had this arrangement. This arrangement was not permissible. Lesof, Igloi Milsa de Haisnu Meikara. But ultimately, he realized it was revealed that they made this deal from the outset. And since they made this deal from the outset, that would be permissible. That's in line with the Brisa statement. Rav Gavia mi beksil amar. Rav Gavia mi beksil said, you're making a mistake. Hano shisili da'arla hava. We weren't talking about a case where it was a Jew and an idolater who were making a deal. One was working on Shabbos and one was working on Sunday. No, we're talking about people who were, they were dealing on a field which was Orla. The first 3 years they couldn't use it. So what was the deal? Ovid kochavim achol shnei da'arla. The Ovid kochavim, he would get the produce the first 3 years. The Yisrael shnei da'hasera, the hetera. He would get the other years where it was permissible to eat for him. Also kami de Rava sharelhu. And they came to Rava for Pesach, and Rava said, it was fine, you can make this deal. But if that's the case, then the response from the Brisa doesn't make any sense. V'ha osve Ravina le Rava. So, but Ravina asked Rava a question about Shabbos. So Shabbos to Shabbos, how can you, what kind of question is Shabbos against Orla? It's apples and oranges. Mara says, no, you're making a mistake. It wasn't a question. It was rather, l'siyue siaya. He was giving him support. He was supporting his statement. In other words, he was saying the idea that just like on Shabbos, if you made a deal in advance, there wouldn't be any problem. So to here, if the deal was done in advance, there's no reason to have a problem. It should be mutter. So it was a support. But hold on a second. How can you tell me it was a support for Rava? V'ha'ichzif, Rava was embarrassed. So that doesn't sound like it was support. Answers the Gemara, lo hayu dvar me'olam. No, you're getting the case wrong. He wasn't embarrassed. That was just a mistake. An editor mistake. Iboilhu. So now the Gemara continues. So we finished this story. There were two different issues of making a deal for Shabbos and versus Sunday, or Orla and Shnei Dehetera. Bottom line is that if the deal is made in advance, it's fine. If it's made later, that's problematic. Now the Gemara asks, Iboilhu, with regards to making these deals, Stamamai, let's say they got into this partnership, but it was Kiblu Stam, as Rashi says. And they ended up having this arrangement that the Ovid Kochavim worked on Shabbos and Yisrael did on Sunday, but there was never a deal that was made. Nothing was ever verbalized. It was just something which was understood. Is that good enough to be considered Hisnu Meikara or not? Tashma, im Hisnu Mitzchila Mutter. Well, let's try to imply or learn, extrapolate from this Brisa. It says if they made an arrangement in advance, it would be fine. Implication, hastama azer, that means if they didn't make the deal, the stipulation, they would be prohibited. But ema seifa imbol de cheshbon azer hastama mutter. But the end of the brisa says, if they went to divvy it up afterwards, it would be prohibited. That means if they didn't make any specific calculations, because it was all understood, then it would be okay. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, ends off the perek et lemeha leik lemashbamina. From here, it's impossible to answer. Based on this, since there's no answer, the Rush paskins that this is an issue of a safek derabanan, and safek derabanan usually is lahakel, and therefore stam, it should be permitted to have this arrangement. If this arrangement was made stam without any explicit stipulation, it would be fine. That's the Rush's approach. However, the Ran is machmir. The Ran says, think about the fact earlier in the Gemara when they had this arrangement for Shabbos and Yontif, Rava was embarrassed, according to the first opinion, when he got the answer incorrect. But what were you embarrassed about? If it were always Safek Derabanan Lahakel, then we should be Makel here as well. So perhaps, says the Ran, in this particular situation when it comes to Shabbos, we should be a little more Machmir. And that's the ends off the Machlokas between Rush and the Ran with regards to Stam. No clear answer, but nevertheless, we finished the perek. Hadron alach lifnei edeyan, hadron alach lifnei edeyan, hadron alach lifnei edeyan.